two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Are your levels good? You sound good?
I sound good. I feel good.
Bad friends. Bad new friends. Bad new friends. It's a brand new bad new friends.
White friends.
White friends. White friends. We started Asian hate.
Yes.
We
did.
We started it.
We did.
We want to bring back the campaign.
We do.
Bobby's gone. Listen.
Hopefully for good.
Let's be real with the fans.
Okay.
Here's what's going on. Bobby and I got into a little quarrel about where to shoot Bottoms of Turtle Island. He went out on his own, and he is island shopping. And I mean this. He's looking to buy an island.
Okay.
He's searched the Caribbean, or the Caribbean, as you people call it.
Yeah. As the owners call it.
Owners. And he's looking for an island, and he's looking to shoot somewhere next year in the fall, maybe. So Bobby's going to be gone for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So what did I do?
What'd you do?
Bling, 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 bling. Bling, 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 bling.
Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Andrew.
It's the Red Cocket.
Hi, kids. I'm on the phone with the devil.
I need you to come to the studio.
Okay.
And to be my co-host for an episode or two.
Ooh, okay. 10,000 an episode sound good?
You got it!
Woo!
Bobby's in rehab.
Druggie. He's a real druggie.
He's a druggie. What can we say?
We know. You guys knew it.
He's the love of our life, and I love him so much, and one of my best friends on earth, and he's in rehab. And you know what?
Yeah.
We're comfortable talking about it because people have addictions and people have problems. We have problems.
We got problems.
We got problems, dude.
We got problems. I was here in L.A. The truth story is I was here in L.A. for something else, and I was walking past the 7-Eleven, and Bobby was asleep outside of it, and I called you, and I said, we got a problem.
We got a problem.
So I gave him a go-go taquito and a Slurpee, and we put him in a nice church van up to rehab, and then I came right here.
He's at a religious facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Christ First.
Yeah.
And it's that guy. You know that guy from YouTube is like, Jesus Christ. It's him. It's his facility.
Yeah.
And he's getting people clean. And Bobby's going to get a clean sweep and a new lease on life.
Yes. Good.
We want him to live forever.
Hey, I don't like mans no more.
Yeah. I'm not gay no more.
That's his guy.
That's his guy.
That's his pastor.
By the way, look up the average lifespan of a South Korean.
Okay.
Because North Koreans got to be longer because they do it good up there.
Yeah, let's say average lifespan of a South Korean,
83 years. That's pretty good.
Do you think Bobby will make it?
Nope. Oh, look at this. George wants to give you a gift. There's a gift that we got.
This is is this the ball gag you guys put in my mouth when you put the pubes in it? Wow. Yeah.
Do you have sex toys at home?
No, Jasmine has sex toys that I think she uses them. She never used them with me, and I think she uses them on herself. Or my little daughter, 7-month-old Violet, I think it's the carpenter who does work in our house. I think it's his child.
We have sex toys, but I got a rooster ring. You know what
really?
That means? Yeah, rooster ring.
What's a rooster ring?
It's a nice way of saying cock ring.
Okay.
I got a rooster ring, and it vibrates. And you can put it on top of your schlong, and it on her ding dong. Or you flip it upside down, and it massages your cojones, your nosados, and it.
Wow. Yeah.
So you can put it on top for it once. It's for her, for him, for her, and for him.
My friend is a police officer.
And I spin it around. Yeah.
My friend's a police officer in New York, and he texted the group chat the other day, and he goes, guys, I just came from a call, you know, a DOA, you know, the guy was dead there. A guy died, had a heart attack, sitting in his computer with tidy whities down around his ankles, blasting gay porn with a cock ring around his cock.
Oh,
and
cute.
He just had a heart attack, and he said, like, his wife, like, he has a full wife and kids, they just weren't home. So it's like the guy was just ripping gay porn with a cock ring.
Do you tell him? What do you do? Do you tell the wife? You're a cop. Me and you, we walk in on a guy.
Yeah.
Right? We walk in on George, obviously.
Yes.
Who's got a big old thick cock ring on.
The fact that Carlos isn't gay is mind-blowing, by the way.
He is. They all are.
Yeah.
Carlos. He is gay. He's just not allowed to be it per his father. You know?
Got
when
it.
His dad dies, he'll be able to do whatever he
oh,
wants.
Oh, same with me. Yeah.
How old's your pop?
64.
Oh, dude, he's in the thick of it.
Yeah. Nice.
Because everything is gay now. He's like, what are you going to paint your nails, you gay?
Gay.
Hurling insult. Where's your dad from?
Mexico City.
Oh, my, the most homophobic city.
Mexican. That's the thing. It's like everyone shits on whites. The most racist, homophobic people I've ever met in my life are non-white people.
Non-white. Yeah. Non-white. Look up. What's the most homophobic city in the United States? Let's see who hates the gays the most. I'm gonna say Mexico City's got to be way
in
up
the
there.
United States or in the world.
In the world. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. In the world.
Most. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the most homophobic city in the United States is Boston.
20 most dangerous place. 20, yeah, it is 100%. Get out of here, dude, with your fucking cock rings and your butt plugs.
Fucking cock sockers.
Fucking cock sockers. All right, this is the 20 most dangerous places to live for homosexual men and or
women.
I'll
tell you what's not
Nigeria, number one. I would say that's just dangerous place to live, period.
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 I'm surprised it's not something in the Middle East. Oh, Qatar. Yes.
There you are. Yeah. Yemen coming through.
Yemen, big.
Saudi, boom. Three for four. Tanzania, taking it back.
Iran.
Iran,
but again,
let's go
white
back.
People are the problem, though.
Right.
White people are the devil.
Sudan.
Right, here we go. Read
we still
out.
Haven't hit us.
Sudan, you haven't hit
Barbados,
one of us.
Barbados,
nope,
Malaysia.
Not even close. Nope. These are all tourist destinations, but we don't live
Zambia.
There.
Zambia. St. Lucia. Oh, St. Lucia. Beautiful island, though.
Uganda.
Pakistan.
West Bank and the Gaza. Kenya. Maldives. Jamaica. Ethiopia. Egypt. We
Let
don't
me
even
stop
make
you
the
right
top
there.
20.
I haven't seen Brooklyn. I didn't see Queens.
You ready
there.
For this? Let's go to the top five safest places for LGBTQ gays. Number one, Sweden. Then Canada, white. Norway, white.
Portugal, white. Kind of. Spanish, white.
Spanish, white. Belgium white.
Waffles. I mean,
so the fact...
But we're the enemies.
But we're the enemy. Vote Republican. Only way to fix this.
By the way, you know what we should get? We should get more Caitlyn Jenners in public office because you want gay Republicans.
Yes.
If you really want to mix up the system, you got to get gay Republicans. Now, she's against gay marriage, which is the weirdest thing I've ever heard
that
in my life.
That is very strange.
I don't know if she flipped back, but for a long time, she was against gay marriage.
Meet the gay Republicans. This is a good article.
See, but there should be more gay Republicans.
Well, I think a lot of them
flip
probably...
Flip the stigma, dude.
Yeah, well, isn't the guy with the eye patch gay? That guy
who's the eye patch?
Texas? Nah.
He's not gay? Crenshaw, something like that?
Dan Crenshaw?
I thought that's where you got a cock in the eye.
wasn't it friendly fire? Wasn't he shot by, he was
that's
shot.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
It's friendly cum.
Well, that is friendly fire.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan. No, he's not. He's not gay, but I do think there should be more gay, just to mix it up. I'm sick of the same old, same old.
Yeah, what about there's a gay guy in the NFL?
There's a lot of gay men in the NFL.
But there's one open gay guy. Isn't he on the Rams? he's on the Raiders.
He's on the Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah, because pirates.
Yeah.
Why was that? Why did butt pirate become a thing? Where did that come from?
Butt pirate. Maybe.
Because pirates seem to be not gay. They seem to be like, didn't they like loot and rob and rape and pillage?
Yeah,
a
heiny pirate, maybe because you're going like butt to butt. You're on the 7 seas.
No, they wouldn't sleep butt to butt. Oh. They'd sleep penis to butt to stack.
No, I'm saying as a pirate would go port to port, you're going butt to butt. You're a heiny pirate.
Where does butt pirate come from? What's that etymology?
A rudy queer man who likes to ram his schooner into another man's glory hole.
Well, that's just fun to say, I guess.
Yes.
That's just nautical talk.
Just seems to be a lot of urban definitions for it. No origin.
Oh, he's trying to say black, and he is afraid to say
it. Hey,
Rudy! Rudy's here. Come
hey,
on
Rudy.
In. Let's give it up for the Rude.
Hey, Rudy. How you doing, Rudy? Are those Kanye West boots?
No. Those are dope. Put your mic up to your face. We got started without you, but we're happy that you're here.
It's okay.
Does Rudy know what's going on? It's her young ears. It's too much. Does Rudy know what's going on?
The house she lives in is with the guy that we're... Yeah.
So she knows. Okay.
Do you know... Okay, let's ask.
Okay.
Rudy, do you know that Uncle Bobby went to rehab? You know Tito went to rehab?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Of course she knows. She lives there.
Okay.
You know, she acts innocent. She's 40.
You're 40? You're a 40-year-old Filipino man.
No, I'm
20. Oh, hey, Rudy.
What's up? What'd
you learn today?
How was school?
Anything good?
I didn't go to school.
Oh.
Because
what?
I switched classes and I just didn't go to school because...
George, what the fuck is going on?
She did not report back to me this information.
I like this. A little sneaky snake. She's out. What were you up to then? What did you do when you didn't go to school?
I was trying to watch Casino.
The movie Casino? You watched it?
Yeah.
Wow.
My favorite.
You like it?
I'm so proud of you.
It was okay.
What?
Why?
It's like one of the greatest movies of all time.
What
didn't you like about Casino?
I like that there were a lot of like stabbing.
Yeah.
Killing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of angry men.
Yeah, angry men. You
like
angry
men. You like angry men.
Sometimes. Like, 200.
Yay. Yay. That's my thing.
Yeah, you're going to get mad.
So wait, the stabbing you liked. Did you have a favorite scene? Do you remember one scene that you liked?
I just like, what's his name? Robert.
De Niro?
I just like that he was giving Ginger a lot of jewelry. I like that.
Right.
The whole movie.
That's your favorite part.
That's it. that she gets a lot of jewelry.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
I don't know. Don't ask me that question.
She hates those questions. You can't do that, but do it again and do it more.
Okay, how about this? What is your favorite movie with an Asian American or with an Asian lead of all time? Who's your favorite Asian actor or actress?
Jet Li.
Who's your favorite Asian?
Tito Bobby.
Really? Yeah. Tito Bobby's your favorite? I like
Not
Tito
as
Bobby
an actor, just as an Asian.
He's your favorite Asian of all time?
Yeah, I guess.
He's up there for a lot of people's favorite Asian. I mean, he's up there for mine.
That's an interesting question. Like, I wonder if you posed who's your favorite Asian on Twitter, if a lot of people would say Bobby Lee. I would say mine are Lisa Ling.
Love.
Yao Ming.
Love. It's got a rhyme now.
Okay.
Chingo Bling.
Sing Sing. But my overall favorite Asian is Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, he's the best.
Number one.
You like Kim Jong-un?
Isn't he the president of North Korea?
He's the leader. They don't have presidents. I think he's the big dog. He's the big papa.
Yeah.
He's an actor?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
He's acting like he doesn't want to kill everybody all the time.
But he does.
He's acting like he might not bomb us all, but he's gonna.
That's where Bobby really went. He defected back home to North Korea. Imagine.
How funny.
Imagine they loved him. I could see that Kim Jong-un loving him. If they loved
Kim
Rodman.
He loved Dennis Rodman. Yes. And who else went up there? Didn't Steven Seagal go up there or something like that?
Probably.
There was another famous guy that went up there and they loved him.
Rudy, what class were you supposed to be at today?
Chemistry.
Ooh, you want to do some talk about some periodic table of elements? You want to gold. Fe. What is Fe?
Fe is iron.
He didn't even know that.
No.
You didn't know that.
I did. Fe is one of my favorite Asians. Who what is gold?
Ag.
Yeah, Ag is easy because I like Ag. What is barium?
Ooh.
A or Br? Ba or Br?
I think Br is barium, but I'm not really sure. Yo, Ba, baby girl, got it.
Do you want to work at somewhere in? Like what? Well, I don't understand what the point of chemistry and these classes are.
At your age, at 20 years old, why would you need to know chemistry?
Because my major is biology, and in biology, you need to take chemistry.
Your major is biology?
I've
never known that.
I like it.
I thought you were doing something with animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dissecting them.
Are you just killing them? You're slicing them up?
I want to do that.
I did that. I was a physical therapist, so I had to go through all that class. I dissected gerbils, rats, cats, humans.
How come you had so many gerbils on hand? Chris.
Yes.
And we all want to thank Chris in class for bringing home the gerbils to stay safe with him.
Yes.
And they come back very excited and very wise for some reason. Like they can figure out anything. They know how to get around.
And they're all a new coat of brown. did I ever tell you?
Do you know people put gerbils in their butt?
No.
This is a real thing.
Yes.
Why?
Because it just gets in there and rummages around and kind of hits the prostate a lot, and you know it's a nice orgasm.
Because your tush inside of your tush is a maze, pretty similar to what they run them through for testing. Do you know your butthole's a maze?
Really?
Yeah, your butthole's a maze. You know how everyone has an individual ear. Every ear canal looks different. Your butthole looks like that inside. And they used to have gerbil butthole races, and you let them go at the same time. You shoot a little gun, and they. And they'd run around your little butthole, and they have to go touch your prostate, bing, and then run all the way back out.
But sure. How do you know they touch the prostate?
Because you come everywhere.
Yeah,
that's why you would see
like a lot of nurses. You know, they wear that face shield. COVID. A lot of them were gerbil butthole racers.
100%
judges.
I saw a nurse on the flight. What a crazy weekend I want to talk about.
Whoa, crazy!
But I saw a nurse on the flight, and she was wearing scrubs. You know what scrubs are? Yeah. And why did I ask you like you wouldn't know what scrubs are? Of course you
Some
know
people wouldn't. She didn't know what What she didn't know what
she's very
something
smart.
was before. No. It's not. I know she's very intelligent. I know you're very intelligent. It's just sometimes it's a youth thing. Like,
yeah.
We might have a different word. Like if my dad used to say, don't park by the Johnny pump. I was like, what the fuck's a Johnny pump? But it's a fire hydrant.
Is that what they call it? Mm-hmm. A Johnny pump?
Johnny pump. My dad calls a fire hydrant a Johnny pump.
Were you with Tampa Tony this past weekend?
I was with Tampa Tony this past weekend. He was wearing diabetic socks. The girls loved him. He took about 50 pictures, and now he has a slight cough and body ache. So we'll see what happens.
He's got Roni Rones.
He might have it, but he said he doesn't give a shit. He had a good time in
Tampa.
Did
he get vaxxed?
Yeah, he got vaxxed. He got the boosted. My stepmother made him. My stepmother told him it was a flu shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's how we should be suckering people to get the vax.
Yeah, she said it was
a flu shot.
Yeah.
And then he goes, how will they ever know?
No, that's what he, because, you know, he just, my dad's one of those guys, they have that relationship, she's been with my stepmom 35 years ago, my dad doesn't do, like, the paycheck just goes to her, like, my dad does nothing, she just calls him, she feeds him, he just shows up, and he's like, what are we doing, you know, so she brought him to the doctor, and she was like, you know, at least get your flu shot, and then she had told the doctor before, don't tell him this is the COVID vaccine, right, or he's never going to get it, so they just fucking did it.
I got to tell you, that's a pretty efficient way of getting it done.
Yeah.
Did you get the booster? Mm-hmm. Did you feel sick?
Yeah, I was really, I had a headache, sore, and... Yeah.
Did you get it?
The booster?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No, because I had the shot and I had COVID.
Yeah.
And I think it was too close to, I think I'm up official. I think I'm, what is it called? I'm like eligible for it now in the month of January.
Yeah.
I'm
eligible in March.
Yeah, because you got the second shot was, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I want to get the boost, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys boost up?
Mm-hmm. Didn't do anything to me.
Yeah, but you can also...
Yeah, I got the booster 2 weeks before I got COVID.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember we ate dinner and he called me. He was like, by the way, I have COVID.
Did you get COVID bad? Were you really sick?
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
You know there's an article online about people that men are losing penis size because of COVID?
I don't believe it, though.
Look it up.
No, I've seen the article, but do you believe it?
Yes, anything on the internet is believable.
But how could you lose penis size?
I think that said something about skin shrinkage, like your skin is deteriorating.
Well, that's when you got to get warts.
Well, you got warts.
Grow skin back.
Oh.
I call it extra skin.
Layers?
Yeah.
Like a
rainbow cookie.
Coronavirus lingers in penis and could cause impotence. So that's not smaller.
Because I've really been actually having a
Well, you haven't gotten a boner in about 15 years.
It's been very tough to get an erection.
You got
to
pump it up like a
bike pump. You know, Jasmine's very beautiful, Puerto Rican, but I just, it's like I'm just mashing it up. A softy right up against her thigh.
It's a wet noodle?
It's very embarrassing.
How do you feel about Puerto Ricans? Do you know any Puerto Ricans?
I don't have any friends.
Right? No Puerto Rican friends? Do you have any Mexican island friends? Cubans?
I would think the Filipinos.
Any Spanish, I should say, not Mexican.
They're the Puerto Ricans of
so
Asia.
So racist.
Would Filipinos be the Puerto Ricans of Asia? Would the king of China be like the Puerto Ricans are the Philippine? Like the king of Spain would say the Puerto Ricans are the Puerto Ricans. Hey. And I wonder if the king of China would say the Puerto Ricans are the Filipinos.
Is there a king of China?
No, but you know.
It feels like
like it is. The emperor, whatever his name, Xi Jinping.
Oh, Zhang Zhizhuang.
Zhang Zhizhuang.
I want to go to China so bad just to see the...
No, they don't want you there.
Why?
No.
What do you mean?
You don't want to go to China.
Why?
No.
They got pandas in the wild.
Yeah, that's true, but you do not want to go to China. Not right now because you're Muslim. And what they're doing is they're taking Muslim people...
What do you mean? I can pray there.
No, but they're shaving their heads in certain provinces and putting them on trains into concentration camps.
Get out of
town. So you're a dead... You know, I mean, you look as Muslim as anyone I've ever seen.
Well, I didn't take up Muslimity until very recently, but I've been thinking about it. I've been always thinking, man, I got to be a Muslim at some point.
Yeah.
And you're still Christian?
Catholic, baby. Catholic, and I'm back at church. See, it's one of those things where like people go, how could you go back to church with all the stuff going on with the priest? I said, that's why I'm going back. I'm looking for some cock.
You were an altar boy, weren't you?
Oh, yes, I was. Shout out Father Bill. There was a couple of times.
Father Bill!
Father Bill!
Did he get in trouble yet?
He didn't, but it was funny.
It's on the way.
Me and a couple of my friends who went to the grammar school that I went to and the high school I went to, there was a big article that came out in the New York Times that exposed like 100 parishes in the New York City area and like 200 priests. And we were reading that list with our hearts like that. Like, I wonder if one of them got us. I wonder if one of them got us. And then there was one priest that we all knew. And
What's his name?
Father Bill.
Father Bill did.
Yeah. And then we were all like, whoa. And it was me and my three other friends. And then one of my friends made believe he had to take we didn't know this at the time, but he said, you know, he took a phone call. He's like, and then he never came back. I was like, ooh, I think he got hit.
No, Father Bill.
Well, but you know, you make fun of him. It's what friends are for.
He's dead, by the way.
Yes. He's killed himself from alcoholism.
Well, what are you going to do?
What can you do?
You got to hide it somehow.
You got clipped. I know.
That's so weird that you said grammar school. My mother says that too, but I said elementary school. Do you know what grammar school is?
No.
Do you call it elementary school? Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
Like, did you grow up in the Philippines?
Yeah.
She's still there now. She's not here.
Oh, that's right. You're in the Philippines.
Yeah, she's in the Philippines. Yeah. This is broadcasting from the Philippines. She moved here only how many years ago?
2 years ago.
Yeah. I told you, I don't know if I said this the last time, but when I was a physical therapist, I worked with a lot of Filipino people. There, a lot of them are physical therapists, and they're so good because out of all the Asians, they have the smallest hands. They do. That's a fact. Google Filipino people have the smallest hands.
She has that's a regular size hand.
No, Filipino people have the smallest hands. That's why they're very good at massages, because they can get in the vertebrae because they have little baby hands. So Filipinos have very, very small hands.
So what race has the smallest hands?
What race has the smallest hands?
What do we think? I mean, Filipinos seem Malaysia, Philippines, relative lengths of hand size. Do black people have bigger hands than any race?
Oh, yeah, they have to.
Yeah, they got it.
They have to. They have to have the biggest hands and the biggest feet. Not the biggest penises, though.
Who do you think has the biggest penises?
I truthfully in my heart believe that I think the biggest penises are from Mongolian men.
Irish people.
You think Irish people?
No, they like, it's a classic that they have small penises.
Irish people, I bet you. Okay, we all know that black, Google this please. We all know that most likely that the African nation of Africa probably has men with the biggest penis size. Who has the biggest balls is what really
that's
I'd
way
like
more
to,
interesting.
Because that's more interesting, because that's not necessarily black men.
Let's Who do you think has the biggest balls, Rudy? Big what is, sigh.
German? What does Reddit say?
Huh? German? She says German. HelloFresh. Hey, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. I use HelloFresh at my own house. They send it to my front door, and I love it so much. Look, am I a good cook? No. But did they tell me how to use all that stuff? Yes. They got quick and easy meals. They got 20-minute recipes, low prep, easy cleanup. It's 72% cheaper than a restaurant. And the meal's the same quality. You can save an average on $65 a month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's more money put towards those 2022 goals of yours. All right. HelloFresh offers 50 different market menu items to choose from. Including they got veggie, calorie smart if you're feeling a little pudgy, wudge. Family-friendly gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. Recipes like hibachi sweet soy bavette steak and shrimp. Wow. That's Bobby and me. Bring restaurant quality meals right to your kitchen while their white cheddar Wonder Burgers make it easier to skip the takeout, my friend. I love it. I use this at the house. It's very simple to do. And if I'm so stupid and I can do it, you can do it. Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends16 and use code BADFRIENDS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Come on. HelloFresh.com/BadFriends16. Use the code BADFRIENDS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Policy Genius. Hey, life insurance can give you peace of mind that if something happens to you or your loved ones, would have a financial cushion for rent, mortgage payments, loans, education costs, and everyday expenses, right? You never know what's going to happen. Bobby might turn up in a ditch someday by the hands of me, and we need some insurance to protect that. Having life insurance through your job may not be enough. And a lot of people don't have insurance through their job. Most people need up to 10 times the coverage that they have to properly provide for their families. That's crazy. And Policy Genius is your one-stop shop to find and buy the insurance that you need. Click on the link in the description. Head to policygenius.com and answer a few questions. In minutes, you can compare personalized loan quotes from top companies to find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Don't go out there blind. Help Policy Genius find the light. The team of licensed experts, Policy Genius, are going to help you understand your options and apply for the best policy that they can find. The team works for you, not the insurance companies. You can trust them to offer an unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. All right, Policy Genius doesn't add extra fees. It doesn't sell your info to third parties like Facebook does. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people. So many people. Shop for insurance and placed over $120 billion in coverage. Go to policygenius.com. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes to see how much you could save. What is this? Ethnicity and penis size?
Biggest testicles is what I want to know. Penis girth.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. East Asian, the smallest on both.
Smallest balls, huh?
And smallest girth, unfortunately.
East now, what Asian. Does it matter if you have big balls? Does it mean anything if you have big balls?
I would think that it would mean, I would think a woman would look at a man's testicles and the bigger the better, because I think it might subconsciously tell her there's more sperm in there, higher chance to get me pregnant, which is what subconsciously just sex is.
Yeah, I know, but look, at the gym that I go to, I see guys shower sometimes. I see guys with massive, massive balls and really small penises. Mm-hmm. So that's an offset. Nobody wants huge balls with a small penis. You'd rather have regular balls and a regular penis.
What I have that's unfortunate is I have relatively small testicles, but a huge sack.
You get so much gum down
it's
there.
It's just so much skin.
Yeah.
It's so much excess skin.
Did you ever stretch it over your hand like a watch? You know guys that could do that in high school?
No.
Did you ever stretch it over you could pull it over your wrist? Could you guys, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
somebody puts their, can you do it, Carlos?
I feel like I can, actually.
You have big enough balls?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's nuts. Rudy, yeah. Come on. Cut it out. Being gross.
Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and Jasmine has my sack. She's using it like a blanket, like a Snuggie.
It's a Snuggie? That's a love sack?
Yeah.
It's a beanbag. My nuts are beanbag. I just would rather not have huge balls in a really small penis, because I see guys in the gym sometimes, and they're older guys, because your balls just never stop. It's like your ears, nose, and your balls.
Now, I'll tell you what. I know you probably don't know this, but I'm being dead serious, and I know he's a close friend of yours, but there's no way in hell Travis Kelce doesn't have a huge cock with huge balls. There is no possible way he doesn't have at least 8 with, I would say, maybe his testicles might hang 10, 11 inches.
We measured the other day.
You seen it?
Yeah, I went to his house. I was at his house literally after the game yesterday. We measured. See that Voss bottle?
Yes.
That's about
oh.
The length and the girth soft.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, does he have kids?
No, not yet.
Because I was going to say, it's going to be hard to impregnate because you kill every woman you have sex with.
Yeah, he does. He's killed about 13
yeah,
women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
He's the best. I love him to death. And the great win for the Kansas City Chiefs. I got a lot of hate online.
People
were like, oh, you're a Bears fan. Like, dude, if one of your good buddies was a Hall of Fame tight end and was going into playoffs, you'd go and root for them too, because that's fun to do.
Yeah, my father's the biggest Yankees fan of all time, like diehard Yankees fan. There was a show that I was doing in the city once, and it was being hosted by David Ortiz. My dad was there in the front row, like a little fucking girl, salivating, waiting to just get a picture with David Ortiz.
Yeah, it's because
like,
we love. We're,
it's all, I love the sports.
I just love sports.
Yeah,
I love the sports.
What am I going to tell Kelce? It's like, shut up. These people are idiots.
They're idiots. No, but they were like, oh, fair weather fan. You're like, okay, so I shouldn't go have fun.
So my career has put me in a place to where I have friends with NFL athletes, and I shouldn't go to their home after they just got to the AFC championship
game. It's insane.
It's so dumb. You remember, did you guys stay out till 5 o'clock in the morning?
We partied until I had to leave. My flight literally left this morning. I left Kansas City at 6:33 a.m.
Your flight left?
I landed in L.A. at 9 a.m.
So you had to be on the plane, be at the airport by 5:30.
Yeah, I literally went from the house to the hotel, grabbed my shit, and went to the airport.
Zero, not 1 second of sleep in Kansas City after the game.
No, I was packing. I probably slept on the plane 2 hours of the 3-hour and 20-minute flight.
Did you?
I'm buzzing right now, buddy.
Yeah, well, all the guys.
And I lost my voice, you can hear.
How long did they stay at Kelce's house?
Everybody was there for a long time.
Kelce's the party house.
I mean, it was last night. Yeah, it was awesome.
Was Patrick Mahomes' brother
Patty
there?
Mahomes was
his brother there?
His brother was in the suite, was in their suite, and then they came over to say
hi.
But his wife came, Brittany came, and hung out for a long time. And then he left, and then Trav and everybody were playing beer, just drinking
games. Did Coach Andy Reid come or no?
Andy Reid stopped by.
Really?
I'll buy you a cheeseburger.
That's what
he said. Now he would have never, can you imagine? I wonder what a coach like Andy Reid does when he wins something like that. Where does he go?
A guy like Andy Reid, I think he probably goes to a Denny's. Yeah,
yeah, just hangs out.
Yeah, I think he goes to a Denny's. Maybe he just, I think he probably puts on the local news. Just
look at the walrus, man. He's the boss. That guy's the shit.
What
does he look like to you? What kind of guy does he look like, Rudy? Like, does that guy look like a sweet white guy, an angry white guy, a cool?
He's like a pedophile.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. All right.
Yep.
You think he does?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it the way he's holding the football? What is it? Look at that. Oh, is he saying, send over one kid. What is that?
Like his eyes and mustache.
No, he's not. He's a sweet, smart, wonderful man.
He lost a ton of weight.
She says that about everybody. She said that about Carlos. She said Carlos looks like a pedophile.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes,
no, he does.
Did.
Carlos does look, he looks like a creep, Carlos.
But that's really? The irony is Carlos looks more pedophilic.
No,
Carlos like sweet. This, but then when he takes his hat off, it's bad.
He looks more pedophilic?
Look, you've never
Chris
seen
saw this earlier.
Is that a word, pedophilic? Oh, yeah. Okay, how about now? How about now? Wait, hold on, hold on. Is it on camera? All right, how about now? Now put now against Andy Reid, beautiful, the wonderful walrus, and this man. Who do you think? Come on.
Am I looking at the camera?
Carlos is a bit scary.
Carlos is a bit scary. Yeah. But now put a hat on. Put a hat on. Right. And normal sweet guy.
Yeah.
There it is.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Hide your kids.
Yeah.
Put the hat back on. Hide your wife. This guy, a babe magnet.
Dude, when he took his hat off at the Trash Tuesday podcast, I almost fell out of my fucking chair.
Why don't you buzz it now?
I like it. I think it's funny.
Can
I
tell you something?
And I do too.
It is. It is. But can I tell you something?
Confidence.
You know why? Because you have a handsome face.
Yes.
Because you have very nice eyes and you have a very handsome face. So it doesn't even matter.
You pull it off, and I've seen Ari Shaffir grow his hair out like
same
that.
Thing.
And it looked, it's so, because it's so, or a guy Stavros.
Yeah, I love Stavros. That dude's
it's
so funny.
It's so insane, and I think a woman looks at it, it's like, this dude is so confident, he must have a huge cock, and I'm going to blast my
blast me, break my back.
Yeah.
But are you single right now?
Yeah.
The young man is out on the prowl. So ladies, write in to give me that beefybald@gmail.com, and we'll try to set you up with a date with Carlos. Are you interested in going on some dates with...
Yeah, sure.
Some of the field?
Yeah.
Open it up, dude.
I'm into it.
You might as well, you know? Because otherwise, one day you're going to turn around, you're going to flip around, and you got two kids with a Puerto Rican, and you know, you're living in Staten Island, and you're floating away. You know what it
is. You got your cholesterol's at about 280.
I need my second divorce, so let's get...
Did you get divorced?
He knocked out one. Yeah.
Whoa. And you're a young guy. What happened?
Just didn't work out. We should have just probably been...
How long into the marriage did you know you fucked up?
Like... A minute, like 4 years, I would say.
And then, wait a minute. You guys are still cool, though, right?
No, she lives in Portland now.
It didn't end well.
Well, I mean, like, I thought we were cool, and then I looked at her Instagram, like, a year and a half
Ruh-roh.
After our divorce. Like, I didn't look at all. And I saw
she was at all of Andrew Santino's comedy shows when he was in Portland.
Front row with her tits out.
No, you know what's funny is I thought that that was going to be the case. She was going to be like partying and stuff and like going out with rock stars or whatever.
Yeah.
No, she's been in a relationship like the whole time. She just had a baby.
Oh,
like, ooh, that hurts.
Last week.
That stings a little bit. That Did you hurts. Congratulate her on the baby?
No, of course not. No.
Yeah. What if they named the baby Carlos? How fucking, what a stinger.
Oh my God. And
it's a good name.
Does that bother you a little bit that she has procreated with someone else?
I'll tell you this. It's so weird, but it did not bother me at all.
Not and even a little bit?
No, I was so excited to tell my therapist. Like, every time I was like, oh, she has a boyfriend. I don't care. It's weird. She has a baby. She's pregnant. Whatever. I never care.
It's funny, like, he comes into his therapist with his hair in his head like that, and he's just like, it doesn't bother me. He's fucking looking at you wild. She's like, would you like some medication? Would you like some Xanax?
Do you like Carlos more or less now that you've seen him without a hat on?
Yeah.
I like him more.
See?
Oh, wow. Cool.
Because you got a sweet smile.
You do.
You got a really nice smile, and you've always had like a nice, sweet face. I think that's what it is, though, is like people don't even see it. They just see your beautiful little smile.
Now, did you swap out Carlos with Fancy because they're like a Spaniard for a Spaniard?
Fancy got extradited did back to Spain for...
What did he do?
Well, he had sex crimes.
Yeah, you know what's interesting?
Fancy. What was he doing, George? It was like somebody. He was like shipping old ladies across borders. You know how they say like you'd see those signs at airports that are like, hey, if you're if it's a human trafficking,
yeah,
you know, and like whatever, please report it. This guy was taking geriatric human trafficking to a whole new level. Alzheimer's patients. This guy, he would trick Alzheimer's patients into he'd be like, no, we're going to see your kids. I'm your cousin. Remember? And yeah. They're like. Oh, my cousin. And he would trick these old women and he'd pimp them out. He's been pimping old men and women for about 4 or 5 years.
You know what's so fucking weird?
Nuts.
Is because when I was here the last time, you know, when I was with my kids, Fancy dropped us off. You know, we went to the market and he dropped us off. And then we were unloading the car and he goes, hey, do you guys mind if I take one of those boxes of diapers? And I was like,
what did he need those for?
Why do you want diapers for? He was like, would you just mind? It's kind of for a bit. But now it makes sense. He was using them for the small elderly people that fit into my kids' diapers.
100%.
Wow.
And they caught him. I think they got 67 or 68 cases of Fancy B.
So where did he go? Do we not know?
He's in Spain. He got extradited to Spain. To España. They want it there, and they're charging him with crimes against geriatric humanities. So he's in trouble, dude. Who knows if he'll come back?
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to miss him?
Yeah.
You
can't get him back?
I mean, look, if you want to go to... Okay, so we got a letter the other day asking us who wants to go testify on his behalf. And George and Bryce, myself, all said, no thank you. I'm not going to go to court to fight for this guy who's been human trafficking people that are 65 and up.
Mm-hmm. I thought you liked him.
I do, but do you want to go to court for him?
Yeah.
You're willing to go to court for Fancy
Whoa.
B? Wow.
What is what's the reason if he's trafficking old women?
And men.
They're old.
They are going to die. And the Kate, she's right.
Yeah.
Do we really care about the elderly?
I think the judge will hit the gavel and go, sold.
Sold. Listen, let him leave. Yeah, you're right. They are old.
They
Who's
are
the
old.
Oldest person that you know?
My grandma.
How old is she?
She's 75.
Your grand—that's like my parents. And that's so funny.
I know, it's crazy.
Her grandmother.
Yeah, my dad's like 77.
75, that's it. That she's young. And she probably looks young, doesn't she? Dude, Islanders, bro. They live forever.
I know. The Islanders, that's my favorite hockey team.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What do you think the diet is that makes the island people live so long?
Is it rice and pineapples and stuff?
Fish,
and
right? A lot of fish. A lot of fish.
You guys don't eat a lot of bread. No real sweets, right? There's no desserts in the Asian culture.
Yeah, there is. What are you
no,
talking
no,
about?
No, but nothing like deep, starchy, sugary. It's like fruit
Whoa.
Desserts.
Wait a minute, though. Carla, look at that. It's the average age of the Philippines, 71 years. So, by the way, it seems better to live in North Korea than it does the Philippines. North Koreans lasted how long?
83.23.
So South Korea was 83.
North oh, sorry. Okay,
oh,
so
North
Korea
has got to be way longer.
No, it's slower.
Oh. Why?
What's the average lifespan?
I wonder why.
Who's the longest lifespan? Is it the Japanese?
Oh, it's got to be like the Swedish or something, the Swiss or something. You know what I mean? One of the
no,
Nordic countries.
No, I think it's Japan.
I bet it comes from treating the LGBTQ community well.
That's I bet true. It does too.
Hong Kong.
Hong no. Kong. No, dude.
No, they hate gays.
They hate these guys are all bigots.
Japan is too. You see Switzerland three.
I said Switzerland number
you
three.
Did
I
say
was
three.
Right.
And Singapore four. Interesting. Yeah.
Look at this. We're not even in the top 10.
What year do you want to die at? If you perfectly, what age would you like to die at? Perfect. Would you do a thing if you could? Both questions for everybody. Would you do a thing right now if you said you're going to die at this age? But you might, if you picked it though, you're going to live to that age, but it doesn't matter. You could be a paraplegic. You're going to stay alive to that age.
100.
100.
100 on the nose. I just think there's something cool about dying at 100. You lived a century.
You ready for this? My grandmother died on her 100th birthday.
Shut
I swear,
up.
She died at about 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 hours into her 100th birthday. And when you turn 100, you get a card from the president. So she got a card. She's the only person in history, we believe. She accidentally got a card from President Ronald Reagan on her 99th birthday saying congratulations to being 100. And then she got the second card on her 100th birthday that, you know, my family opened like right before her funeral. So she has two cards from wow. President Ronald Reagan, different dates saying, you know, congratulations.
Do
on
you have these cards? Where
my
are they?
Mother has them. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I said to my mom, I said, I don't think there's anybody like that might be like a Guinness record. That's my credit. That's the only thing I could do to sell
this
tickets.
This next guy coming to the stage, you've seen him on podcasts. His grandmother lived to be 100, got a letter from the president. Krista Stepanov.
Yeah. Come see me.
I never heard of that. That the president sends you a letter when you
turn
100?
I don't know if it still happens, but they got a letter.
Probably stop with Obama.
Yeah, fuck it. Now you get a fucking email. Imagine how much
they
of that
don't even
suck.
Bother to send. You know what? You know what? You know Obama don't even say you send you email. They don't even write letters no more.
Fuck them all. I
Well, look at that. Does the president send you a letter on your 100th birthday? No, the president does not
call
birthday and other greetings. Oh, you can.
You can request.
You can request a birthday.
Did
greeting
my
from
family
the president?
Request it?
Where have we been?
Dude, maybe you know, my grandfather, great-grandfather fought in World War I, and he used to tell stories about World War I that were nuts. There's a documentary called They Shall Not Grow Old that Peter Jackson, who directed Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. he colorized and put words into, like had lip-syncing experts take this old World War I footage and colorized it and made like the real thing. Dude, it was out of control. You know, my grandfather used to say this. He says a lot of guys would die in the toilet. And I was like, what do you mean? I remember being like 12 years old. He was like, yeah, guys would die in the toilet. Like they'd be so weak that their heads would just fall into the toilet and like they were drowned in, you know, shit and piss.
What?
And then they said that word for word pretty much in the documentary. They're like, a common way to die because they were all dying of dysentery.
Oh.
So they said they had no energy. So something would happen where they would just fall into a toilet and then that's it. Look at Don DePettis here.
Oh, you pig perv.
Pig perv.
Speaking of pedophile, here, look, go a little bit closer. How about this idiot? Does he look like a pedophile?
What do you think?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
But is it worse than Carlos?
Yeah, who's worse?
No, I like Carlos.
We like Carlos.
Yeah,
we
okay.
like Carlos. Thanks. We like Carlos. This guy, look at this guy. This guy gave me COVID.
Fuck you.
He did. He gave me COVID the
he
first
did.
Time.
He's the one that went.
He's the one. He's the one.
Done.
That's his legend. Is that he gave me COVID.
That's what I bring up onto stage as we're doing the Agora Theater in Cleveland.
Is this guy
March.
Gave Santino COVID?
Yeah.
But you know what? No one else really got it. No one else really got it.
How was the show in Kansas City, by the way? Did it turn out okay, the theater waiting?
I had a great time. St. Louis, Kansas City was so fun, man. I had a great time. Those Midwest people came out in droves, man. And the theaters were really nice. You did them?
I'm not doing St. Louis and Kansas City. I'm doing the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. on February 11th. And on February 12th, I'm doing the Tabernacle.
Oh, you're doing
in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then Agora Theater and Royal Oak Theater in Michigan, in Detroit, Agora in Cleveland, March 4th and 5th. Those I heard are fun. Are you doing those?
Mm-mm.
And then guess what? Me and you are doing Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We're doing Green Bay, Wisconsin, March 24.
March 23.
March 23, Green Bay,
Because March
24th, Wisconsin.
I'm at the Wynn in Las Vegas. March 25th, you're at the Wynn in Las Vegas.
Wait, I thought it was March 26th.
Okay, so I'm March 25th at the Wynn. You're right.
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
March 24th is...
I do want to look it up, we are playing Green Bay. You've never been to Wisconsin.
I've never been to Wisconsin. So we are co-headlining together, you and I, at the Widener Center on March 24th. And then March 25th, I'm at the Wynn in Las Vegas. And March 26th, Andrew Santino is at the Wynn in Las Vegas.
That's
so
correct.
Just make it a Chrissy Santino weekend. Look at us.
A Chrissy Tino weekend.
Chrissy Tino at the Wiener Center.
Yeah, why did they name it the Widener Center?
I don't know. It's pretty Stoops McGoops.
You know what we got to do? We got to reach out to somebody because it's going to be the offseason. They got to take us over to Lambeau Field so we
I've never
see.
Stepped foot inside. Have you?
We got to go.
You've been?
We got to go.
Did you see the Bears there? Did you see the Bears play there?
No.
Who'd you see play there?
Nobody. I've never been outside. I've never been inside.
How did you wind up getting to Green Bay? Did you do a show over there once?
No. One time I went to Green Bay to go visit a family friend.
Girl?
No. Oh. No. This is like an older... woman, an older...
What were you doing, Andrew?
You know, everyone knows. I was kidnapping her to take her back to Fancy Bee, that perv. He's like, I need some Green Bay pussy for me, for my list. So I snacked. No, we went to go see my buddy's aunt, and I got to go see it from the outside, but I'd never been in. I'd never been to a game up there, never been.
I would love to do
it. We got
to
reach out. We're at the Wiener Center, and tell them, come on over.
Hey, yeah.
We should bring Rudy. You want to go to Green Bay?
Rudy's checked out.
What do we do there?
Okay, the attitude. What do you mean? Well, there's breweries that you can drink at 18 there. You can have
there
a
you
drink.
Go. A lot of big white men.
Look at how nice the weather is. It's 11 degrees outside.
There's cheese curds. You like cheese curds?
What are those?
A lot of constipated men.
Show her what cheese curds are. You never seen them?
No.
They're like little nuggets of cheese you put on fries with gravy.
What look about at, that?
Tell me that doesn't look
she
good.
She likes it.
Yeah, you like fatty food. Yeah.
They squeak when you eat them.
Don't you think he seems the most pedophilic now after that? They squeak when you eat them.
They squeak
no,
when you eat them.
Go get your van.
That should be a sound
That's
bite.
How you know a good cheese curd. It's fresh if it squeaks.
Well, it kind of does. It does make a little poppy sound. It does have a little sound.
I don't love them, to be honest with you.
You don't like cheese curds?
I don't love cheese curds. I don't hate them, but I don't love them.
Do you like poutine? You know how the Canadians, they do cheese curds and gravy and...
Cheese grosses me out.
Get out of town.
I'll tell you what. I can't eat cold cheese. I can only eat warm cheeses.
Wait, what do you mean? You can't have shredded cheese on a taco?
That I can eat sometimes, but like if there was a cold cheese platter, I would not take a bite out of any of it.
You're nuts. Sharp cheddar? You don't want to put a little sharp cheddar on a cracker?
Zero. I don't think I've ever eaten that once in my entire life.
I'm stunned.
Stunned, right? I do not like a cheese board.
You know, in my buddy in Maine, maybe it's Maine. No, Vermont. My buddy from Vermont, he puts a slice of sharp cheddar cheese, Tillamook cheddar cheese, on apple pie.
Whoa.
Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So this is a thing. Vermont. My buddy from Vermont. Have you ever done that? Have you ever put cheese on pie?
No. I don't like pie.
You don't like pie.
You don't like pie?
Apple pie
Good
with cheddar
you.
Cheese. See?
Good
Look at this.
You,
Vermont
Rudy.
Cheddar cheese. It is Vermont.
Wow.
It's a thing up there. They do that. They put a slice of cheese on the pie with it. And apparently it's knockout. I haven't done it, but I think I kind of want to. Because I'm getting a little porky pork right now. You know what daddy's up to right now?
What are you up to?
206.
Whoa, you know what? What do you think I'm up to?
217.
Baby.
225?
242.
Oh!
Hey, Bad Friends. DraftKings Sportsbook has teamed up with the Bad Friends because they got great offers. If you're a sports bettor, you know DraftKings is the best. They are the official sports betting partner of the NFL. They got a huge offer for this weekend's big game. All new customers can get 56-1 odds on either team to win this weekend. Just bet $5, just a link in there, and win 280 in free bets if your team is victorious. That's all you got to do. Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet. You still have something to play for this weekend. Everyone can play for their share of millions of dollars in total prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest. But that's right. Just bet $5 on either team to win the big game this weekend. And DraftKings Sportsbook will give new customers an additional $280 in free bets if the team that you choose wins. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use promo code BADFRIENDS. And get 56-1 odds on this weekend's big game. Just bet $5 to win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code BADFRIENDS at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. ShipStation. Hey, me and Bob have talked about ShipStation so much because we use it on this show. If you are someone who is looking to keep track of what you're selling on the interwebs, online shopping isn't slowing down anytime this season. Right now, it's in full effect. So if your business is ready to keep pace or not, you're going to find out. With ShipStation, you'll never worry about shipping ever again. Make the switch to a solution that handles all your shipping needs quickly, affordably, and painlessly. They already are trusted by over 100,000 e-commerce sellers. Funnel all your orders into one simple interface. No matter what you're selling, you can manage every order. Amazon, eBay, Etsy, your own website, anywhere, or your phone. Save money when you compare carrier options and choose the best shipping solution every single time. ShipStation works with every single carrier. I'm telling you, they find the best fit for you. Save your sanity. Your orders are handled with care because ShipStation is the best. Ship more in less time with ShipStation. Use our offer code BADFRIENDS to get a 60-day, 2 months free trial. That's 2 months for free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page and type in Bad Friends. ShipStation. Make ship happen.
Fatty Patty. Look at my little fatty patty. Oh, daddy got the dice. 242, are you really?
242.
My God.
I'm fat.
You're not
fat. Do you
fat.
Think it's okay, Rudy, that I'm fat like this?
Does he look fat?
You don't look fat.
But I feel fat. And that's what it's about.
It's about how you feel. You're never going to get fat.
No, she doesn't even eat apple pie.
Do you know any islanders that are fat? Is there any Filipinos back home that are fat?
My mom and dad.
Oh, shit.
Are they weird. Short and fat?
No, my mom and dad are pretty tall.
What do they eat to make them fat? Because about most five. People, I feel like, in the Philippines aren't fat.
Pork, a lot of pork.
Pork products bad for you. We're gonna get bombed for this episode.
This episode's bombing.
This episode is bombing. Nah, we're doing.
Nah,
great.
We're doing good.
We're having
this
a good
fun.
Time. No. You know what? We're thrown off because Dad lost his voice. Our dear friend Bobby, in all seriousness, had to go away to go get help, and we're proud of him, and we're happy, and I hope he finds what he needs. That's what I think I'm supposed to say now. I hope you find what you need.
I'm not even lying. I'm seriously, truthfully considering taking testosterone.
No.
You don't think I should do it?
I mean, I think the downside's, you know, look.
What's the downside?
Doesn't it shrink your balls?
Yeah, but my balls are already small.
Yeah, so you want smaller balls?
Because my sack is, they're not growing into my sack. They would have by now.
Oh, you got so much sack.
I told you, my testicles are extremely small.
But you got so much sack left over, you just want it to be just a sack.
Mm-hmm.
So, you, silly putty, you could roll the newspaper on it and read it.
Yeah. Yeah, my nut, it's so much skin. It's like actually like insane.
Is your balls are sensitive? If I tapped your balls, do you flinch like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I do. I have very hypersensitive balls.
Because they're a little tiny. Because
they're very tiny and my sack is just so thin. It's like a cape.
It's a little cape for your ball, your little Superman balls. It's little a little Superman. Cape
Wonder
they tie
Woman.
On their nut cape.
Yeah, and
is it hard to trim your nuts because your sack is so loose and big?
I can't shave my pubes because Jasmine thinks I'm cheating on her if I shave my pubes.
Wait a minute, she doesn't want you to clean up?
I'm not allowed to. I have to have a full bush at all times. If I can shave them, but it causes a fight for a year because she'll I'm very itchy right now, and especially with the heat on. Like I would love to shave my pubes before this trip, but I can't because if I do that, she will be like, "You're cheating on me," and I'm like, "I'm not."
What
I mean,
if you
I
shave
am,
your pubes?
But I'm not.
What if you no, shave your pubes while you're at home?
Then she'll think I can do that, but I can't. There was one time where I shaved my pubes, and then I had to cancel a couple of dates.
Couple of nicks.
Yeah.
Couple of nicks.
No, because if I'm going to shave my pubes.
You got to stay at home.
I got to stay at home. I cannot get on a plane or go anywhere. I can't even go outside.
I get so scared every time I trim, honestly, always. I don't care if they've got the newest technology. I get scared every time I do it. Don't you get scared every time?
Yeah, I get a little nervous.
I just think of
I don't know if they're a sponsor, but do you use Manscaped? Are they a sponsor?
Yeah.
They are great.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Manscaped is actually great.
I do love
great.
Them, but I'm just saying, I still get scared. I don't care.
Right.
I still get scared because it's two razors going like this to my nutsack. I still get scared. I see like an old movie when someone's in a barber shop, you know, and he's like, you know, like ketchup packet and they fake it. In my mind, I'm like, I bet you I'm just going to get too close and my nut's going to and flood out. It's just one ball that falls right out.
Stringy hair. Like, to be honest with you, my pubic hair looks a little bit like Carlos's head.
Let me see.
It's stringy like that. It's stringy.
The top, yeah.
I mean, like Carlos looks wild.
Yeah.
He's a wild looking guy. He might look more nuts than Stavros.
He right now you look like Gallagher.
Pull up Stavros. Can we pull up Stavros? Comedian, Stavros, Stavros. Oh, yes, yep. Yeah, is it just, yeah.
Halakis?
Halakis, yeah, there we go. He's who looks crazier to you?
Who looks crazier,
Carlos
really?
Or Stavros?
Carlos.
Carlos is crazy? Wow.
Well, show him the picture. Show him the picture of one when he lost his tooth. Go to that one, because his tooth fell out. How about now?
No. Still Carlos.
See, I don't know. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm just assuming. And I'm sure if we could get in touch with him, he would let us know. By the way, he's one of the funniest comics around.
He kills me.
He's great.
So funny.
But I bet you he gets a ton of women, because when you go out like that, you are so oozing with confidence to a woman. I bet you he gets a ton of girls.
Yeah, of course. But do you think he's attractive?
Truthfully, you don't think he pulls it off. Who's a very handsome man to you?
Oh, God. We've done this on this
oh,
show.
Oh, you have? I'm sorry.
No, but it's fine. But go ahead.
Handsome man?
She loves Harry Styles.
Harry Styles?
She can't get enough of this guy. She cannot.
Right.
I just disagree.
Why not?
It's just because he looks, and this is not, don't get mad at me, communities. He looks too femme. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't
That's
look.
That's fine. That's what makes him hot.
I want a tough guy.
No.
I want someone to throw me around.
Yeah, I want someone to beat the shit out of me.
That's what I like.
That's why I like Tom Hardy, because I know he's going to fucking headbutt me and then suck my cock.
Yeah. Who out of the comics is there anybody handsome?
Pete Davidson.
I know. We did this thing. She did this. She talked about this. It drives me nuts.
So not me?
No.
No. Not even a little bit.
PDD.
PDD. We know PDD very well.
I was with PDD last week at the Patrice O'Neill benefit. Dude, Bob's Rich Voss. Rich Voss. You know Rich Voss,
yes.
Right?
So fun.
Rich Voss, he was killing us at the Patrice O'Neill benefit. He hosted the show. He opens up. There's 2,700 people there. He opens the show. He goes, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. He goes, Bob Saget told me he'd rather be dead than be in a lineup with Pete Davidson. it was like Bob Saget had died like 2 days before. then he's bringing me onto stage.
My God.
He brings me onto stage and he whispers in my ear. He goes, Patrice would have hated you. Have a good show.
Did you know Patrice?
No.
I never met him. I always loved that guy. I thought he was so,
yeah.
I don't know. There was like part of that era of guys that were just way above and beyond
us. Then he goes, come on, guys, let's end the show before Nikki Glaser writes a song about Patrice. Because you heard that thing where she wrote a song about
Bob Saget.
Yeah, which I thought was funny.
But it got passed to me by like five different people.
Yeah, it was funny, but it was just like good bits.
What did you listen to it?
I didn't listen to it, no. It's a sincere song.
I don't know. It got sent to me a few times. I didn't see it, but I saw that she posted it.
Well, Nikki's cool enough where she would have laughed at that joke if she was in the crowd.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to laugh at your own bullshit.
Yeah, we all do.
I just saw her do something else. Now that you made me, she was doing something like a Jimmy Fallon, they have like a game show together.
Yeah, she gets a lot. Nikki's
shuffling, dude.
She's in there, man.
Do you like Nikki?
Who's Nikki?
Nikki Glaser?
She's beautiful. Are you attracted to women at all? Because people under 21, usually there's no sexual orientation.
Well, there's the lines are blurred.
Right.
You're allowed to do whatever you want.
So what did you think? Is she good? Is she hotter than Harry Styles or no?
No, Harry Styles is the best.
So nobody's hotter than Harry Styles?
Yeah.
On earth.
But she's also hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She looks German,
but
too.
But you still think Harry Styles is the hottest guy that ever lived.
Mm. Harry Styles will wear Nikki Glaser's clothes.
That's fine.
And her skin.
Yeah.
He's going to rip her skin right off her body and wear it. That's fine.
There's Miss Nikki Glaser.
No, so you don't, but you don't want a guy, bro guy. You like a very soft, sensitive, in touch with his emotions guy.
I like anything as long as he's confident. Mm.
Nobody in the comedy scene. No dating in the comedy scene.
Mm-mm.
Can't do that.
I'm not dating anyone.
She's not.
Well, you do whatever you want.
She's not dating anybody, but last time she told us she wanted to get her, what did you say?
Body count.
She wanted her body count to go up.
Oh, my God.
I know. She goes, I want a high body count. I was like, Jesus.
Right. Wow. Jeez.
Did your dad ever DVD the Birds and the Bees talk?
My dad told me was this. He said, when I got Jasmine pregnant, you know, and now we have beautiful family. When I got her pregnant, he said, he goes, remember your last girlfriend when I said you dodged a bullet with that one and you didn't believe me? I go, yeah. He goes, well, now with this one, you got shot. That's what he said. He goes, it ain't a fatal wound, but you got shot.
You got clipped.
You got clipped. My dad.
But then you got shot again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got shot twice.
I got shot when my dad got the booster. My dad never talked to me about sex, really. Neither did my mother. We went to Catholic school, and they didn't talk to us about it either. So they just refused. So I actually never, ever, ever was spoken to about what sex is. I remember I asked one of my aunts once, is during sex, do people kiss? And she goes, that'd be nice, but that's not what your uncle does. That's what, and I remember being 7 years old, washing my hands, being like, I don't know what that means.
Do people kiss? She's, when they have sex, she's like, they spit on each other sometimes. Yeah. So that's kind of like kissing. That's,
yeah,
like
she
the
goes,
inverse.
Yeah, your uncle eats my asshole out a little bit, but.
He kisses my butthole.
Yeah. So,
did you guys have the sex talk when you were kids with mom?
Did you remember?
I don't remember really, but I think my dad tried to have it at the mall once with me, and then he was just over.
Out front of quickly. Journeys?
No, it's like in front of Sbarro. Oh, I would end up.
It's a great spot, though.
Yeah. That's where I took Jasmine out on our second date, to a Sbarro. I took her to a Fat Joe concert and then a Sbarro. Oh,
no.
Swear to God.
That's why you guys have kids.
That's why. And I bang.
You're going to bang her. You're taking a Fat Joe to it.
She goes, this guy really likes me. How about this? T.T. Jerry, who's the transgender Puerto Rican member of my family, she was talking about death the other night. Like, I don't know why. She was like, I just want to let you guys know that if I was to die tomorrow, like, you guys, you made me so happy, and my life started good and it ended Aww. Good. And she was like, and it's just beautiful because you put me on your broadcast, the Christy Chaos broadcast. She calls that, she calls podcast. She goes, you put me on your broadcast.
Well, it is a broadcast.
It's broadcast. And she goes, and you just have such beautiful, and I love you so much. And I started to like tear up. Like, I was like, genuinely, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God. And she goes, Chris, why are you crying? She goes, you know, I'm going to be sucking dick in heaven.
That's how she gets into the
yeah,
gates.
My daughter walked. Your daughter was eating oatmeal. She's like, "What? What did Jerry say?" I was like, "Earmuffs."
They're at the gates. God's
imagine
like, you cannot get in, TT.
Yeah,
he's like, "Watch me." Like,
how funny would that be? Like, she just gets in there and starts sucking cock. Like, she's sucking everybody's cock.
Sucking my way through heaven.
Yeah,
the TT Jerry afterlife story.
I want to animate that. She genuinely tries to blow Jesus.
Why did she talk about death? That's
I don't
so
know.
Sad.
It was very. I was upset by it.
There's a bunch of like famous last words of atheists, and for some reason they had like a list of famous atheists, and I don't know where I saw it. Maybe it was like TikTok or some bullshit like that, TikTok. Where a guy is like, unknown facts about da na 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 na. But it was like the
it's
last
like creepy,
words.
Right?
Yeah, famous atheists last, and one of them was like, oh no, I was so wrong. But like there was a bunch of them famous atheist last words, unbelievers in death. Voltaire. What did Voltaire say? Yeah, Voltaire.
Ooh, Thomas Paine is a good one. You know who Thomas Paine is?
No, let me see. Thomas Paine.
He was the first. Thomas Paine was the man. He wrote Common Sense. He was like the first guy to ever go viral.
Let's see what did he say? Zoom in on that. Can you?
He was the Revolutionary War. He was the one. He was the first one writing popping shit against the British.
So he
colonial
said,
America.
"Stay with me, God's sake. I cannot bear to be left alone. Oh Lord, help me. Oh God, what have I done to suffer so much? What will become of me hereafter?" I would give worlds if I had them. That Age of Reason never been published. Oh, Lord, help me. Christ, help me. No, don't leave. Stay with me. Send even a child to stay with me. For I am on the edge of hell here alone. If the devil had an agent, I have been that one.
Whoa.
Wow. So he believed.
But how did they write that down with a feather tip pen dipping in the ink? There's
no way they got that. They had good feather boys back then.
They had to.
Feather boys. They had to be good. Me and you would have been feather boys for sure.
100%.
Yeah, you know just what writing down stuff and sneaking smooches in between feathering.
I feel like me and you, like every time I look at like, you know, old war photos like colonial times or the Civil War, me and you would be in the back playing the drums.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and we're just getting hit by cannon fodder.
No, like those two little fruitcakes. Make them play the drums and we're like, bang. And I'm like, don't bang mine. Bang, bang, yeah, bang. Yeah.
We're like, boys, we came up with a new song.
We're little drummer boys for sure.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't last a minute in the field. I'm not good. I'm not.
No, I'd run the other way. I'd throw my gun. They'd be like, ah! Like right away, I'd run to the enemy.
Sit, I'm a traitor. I'm a traitor. Go right into their arms.
Yeah, I would. There's not a chance in hell I would have lasted in war. No chance. The only time I ever lived to over 30 is this time.
Yeah,
I would have been dead immediately.
20,
in every 20, other time.
16, 15, you'd have been out.
Done.
You'd have had a kid and someone would have killed you for some bullshit. You owe somebody money.
Yeah.
Kill you.
Done.
You can't fight.
Well, and I get so many sore throats, or I used to get so many sore throats, that I feel like one of them would have killed me back in the day. You know, you used to just die of a fever.
Why did you get sore throats so much?
I think, well, because one, I was biting my nails a lot, and then I think, two, anytime—
Wait, what, biting your nails?
Biting my nails.
Oh, so you got E. coli, you got bacteria from your nails in your—
My tonsils are huge. My testicles are small. My tonsils are big.
God swapped them.
Yeah. Fucked up. So my tonsils are so big that a doctor, and ear, nose, and throat doctor told me that if I go down on a woman or bite a nail or get any type of bacteria, that on a normal person's tonsils would just kind of get washed away. But he said, your tonsils are so big, it just gets stuck there. And I get like pus bubbles—
Yuck.
—on my throat, like pus.
And how long are you sick for?
Like until I take anti-Bs.
When you take any B, you're good. Yeah, you would have died. You would have died in any other
You
era.
Don't ever. What something about Andrew is, you know, when you were going through your COVID stuff, I was talking about, you wouldn't even take an Advil. You took nothing. You let the immune system knock it out.
Yeah.
You almost never. You go years without taking any type of medicine whatsoever.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I don't like. I never took. My mom gave me a warning one time because she had taken a lot of Advil at one time in her life, and it gave her these insane headaches because her body was addicted to taking all this ibuprofen, and the doctor was like, yeah, you can't take this every day for long. You know, people, there's people that take Advil like every day.
When's the last time you took any type of medicine or Advil, anything whatsoever, any type of pain reliever?
None. I mean, I honestly can't remember.
Zero. You've never
the last time I took an Advil was probably like, you know what? I do know when my back was bad, like what was that? 6 months ago, 7 months ago when I fractured my back, I took Advil.
That's it, though. When's the last time you've taken any type of antibiotic or medicine from a doctor?
I don't trust doctors, and you know that.
So you have never—
I don't trust doctors, and you know that.
Wow.
I don't trust them. They tell me, get the vax. I say, kick rocks.
Yeah. Back. You said, oh, I already got the vax. Boom, there's my card.
I trust the science.
I uploaded it onto the system.
The biology scientist over here.
Yeah.
Tell me the chemical code. What's the periodic table for silver?
AU.
Boom. Why do I need a doctor when—
Bang.
—I got that?
Hey, you over there.
Hey, you.
Hey, you over there. I got a fake vaccine card. 500 cash. It comes with a booster.
Do you have friends that have fake vaccine cards?
Oh, my God. Nino's Pizzeria. Absolutely.
That's how you get them.
Yeah, Brooklyn, baby.
How much are they?
Now, okay. This is true. They were about $200 cash in the summer. Now they're about $500 to $750 because they come with two boosters. Because a lot of people are like, oh, you're not going to be able to get it. Like, they're pretty much saying, the fake guys are saying, you're going to need one booster and then you're going to need a second booster. So we just got you two right here. So the cards that you can get for $750, you're good till about 2024.
That's so funny, dude. New York is the greatest city on earth.
Great, number one. And then we got other guys that they take PCR tests and they just Photoshop different dates on you for the PCR test.
What?
It's all seamless. And they email it to you. So if you need a PCR to get into somewhere, we got, boom, PCRs.
Well, when we took that party bus out to go watch the Kansas City game, and everybody had to get tested, mm-hmm. and I was with Chrissy O'Connor. You know little Chrissy.
I know little Chrissy
brisket,
O'Connor. I love
my
Chrissy
little,
O'Connor.
My little brisket.
Yeah.
And little brisket was, you know, like he was so excited because we're like, we're with Travis's family. We're going to go in the Kelsey family booth. And like, you know, he's like living the dream. This is amazing. And he goes and gets tested and he comes back inside and he's like pacing. And he's ripping his vape and he's like twiddling his fingers. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, this will be the worst moment of my entire life. I'll jump off this fucking building if I can't go to this thing. And I realize, oh yeah, because if one of us comes up, you know, COVID,
you're done.
The whole thing's over.
No, homeless pimp didn't come out with me tonight, this trip, because he had COVID. We were at the Patrice O'Neill benefit. Everyone had to get COVID tests. All of a sudden, I go down and do the sound check. I come up, pimp's gone. I said, where the hell's pimp? They said he got COVID tests. He got thrown out of the building. I was like, whoa. Then I texted him. I was like, pimp, are you okay? He goes, yeah, man, it's fucking bullshit. There's no way this test is right. He goes, I feel fine. There's no way this test is right. He goes, I got a little bit of cough, but it's from smoking weed. And I was like, yeah, dude, it's bullshit. So I got angry, like a little bit. I walked up to the COVID person and I said, hey, you just threw my friend out. Get him back up here. There's no way that's a positive test. He goes, sir, we gave him three PCRs. They're all positive. I was like, oh.
Yeah, but the fourth. What about the fourth?
Yeah.
Give him four.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck?
Everybody knows four is the magic number.
Yeah.
I can't believe little Rudy Rude hasn't gotten it yet. But
neither have I.
You're getting it. You already had it, you pig.
I never got it.
There's no way, because look at it like this. How did you sleep at Donnie Tsunami's house?
I never tested. They were testing me.
Yeah, but did you test for antibodies?
I've never had the antibodies either.
Have you tested?
Yes. Well, not recently, though. In fairness, not in the last 6 months.
I think you've had it.
Yeah?
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
There's no way. And you're going to get it.
Yeah.
I hope you do. I hope you get it bad. Aww.
Why?
Well, I don't want you to die. I just want you to feel something because you're so numb. I just want you to feel a little bit of something.
But this is the youth. The youth is a little bit numb.
Yeah, they are very
numb. That's fine. I'm not hating on it.
No, be present.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Live.
Are you on your phone a lot or you're not addicted to your phone?
I'm addicted.
She watches shit all day long. That's all she's doing. Phone or iPad. Yeah.
Never television.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, see, that's interesting because my 11-year-old stepson, we got a big TV for like the family room, thinking like the kids are going to love this. They hate it. They'd rather watch movies on the iPad. They want the smaller screen.
Well, because
we wanted
take
the
it,
big one.
They want to take it to go.
Yeah.
They're a to-go generation.
The movies, he was getting freaked out at the movies. He was like, this is too big. I don't like this. It's too big.
Wow,
he wanted to make the movie
strange.
Smaller. I know. It's weird.
What do you like so much about it? You can take it in the shower, in the toilet,
yeah,
out in the backyard. Yeah, you can just move with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you feel too harbored by a TV, too stationary. Mm-hmm. It's so wild.
It's so, I mean, listen, it's also like even like my child, my 6-year-old, you know, is in school. She has to wear a mask. And I get angry. I'm like, I want her to see people's face. I want to see this, I want to see that. But she actually doesn't know the difference. So I'm getting angry at it. But I'm like, my kid, I asked my kid. She doesn't care. She's like, I'll wear the mask, Dad. It's fine.
Well, because I think they, you know, their life is so easy, those little shits.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't do anything.
No.
By the way, get your daughter to get a job.
No.
She's old enough now.
I remind her all the time. I say, Delilah, you know, Daddy loves you and everything like that, but I'm going to need you to hustle a little bit more because remember, you're not pure.
Right.
Look at your mom.
She's mixed.
Look at your mom.
Right.
You're not like Daddy.
You're not
Daddy.
You're not a
you
purebred.
Have bits of Daddy,
right.
But you're not a full Daddy. Remember that.
And I mean, then she gets it. You got to put her back in her place.
Yeah, and then she gets it and she, you know, she runs around. She starts, you know, cooking, cleaning, whatever she needs to do.
Imagine your daughter becomes your maid.
Oh, my God. Dude, my daughter's 10 times funnier than I could ever be.
You think she'll become a comic, maybe?
She told me recently. She's like, I'm going to be better than you ever were. At 6 years old. Just right, and she spoke right into my heart.
But she's right, though, isn't
she's
she?
She's right, dude. She's like, you're not selling well at Warner Theater. I'll sell out, too.
She thinks she can sell two shows at Warner.
She told me, she said, her first words were, fuck Live Nation.
Fuck Live Nation.
That's what she said.
That's nuts. She's an Outback girl who presents her.
Yeah, she signed with AEG.
She was this very specific promoter.
No, she's funny, my kid. She goes, we were having a conversation once, and she was like, Daddy, why do you always have to leave? I hate when you leave. I hate when you leave. And I was like, baby.
You like this house, you little fuck?
I know. Huh? Yeah. I said, you like Central AC?
Bitch.
So I said to her, I go, baby. I was like, Daddy has to leave because I said, that's where I make money. And she goes, well, we don't need any more money. We have this house, and I just want you to stay here. And I was like, baby. The American Girl dolls. How am I going to buy you more American Girl dolls if I don't go do the shows? And she goes, American Girl dolls cost money? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, go to work. I was like, and then she just walked away. And I was like, yeah.
Go
my
to
kid.
Work, white devil.
Go to work. And she was like, yeah. And dude, and you know, I mean, between her mother, you know, and her mother now, you know, is a spin instructor. She's got a Patreon, patreon.com/jazzymethod if you want to go work out with Jazzy. And, you know, so, but I have to come out here and do show after show after show, 10 podcasts a day and fucking kill myself because she wants to do spin. And I'm like, listen, Jazzy, you can keep doing the spin, but you better spin that bike a little faster and it better start shitting out Bitcoin. Because we got no money.
You're not in Bit, though. You're out.
Oh, no, you kidding me? I'm Chrissy Crypto.
I thought you got out.
I sold and went back in.
You sold and went back?
I went back in. I went back in on crypto, on Bitcoin big, Ethereum big, and then I went on some altcoins.
Oh, you got altcoins.
Yeah, I got some wild
alt-right coins?
Yeah, sir.
Alt-right
me and Kimmel.
Yeah, you know the Kimmel, yeah. You know, so the Germans have released 10 new coins.
Wait, this is, yes.
What are you? Are you in Bitcoin?
No,
No crypto?
I don't think I can because I need to pay tax for it.
No, you only pay tax when you sell it.
Oh.
So if you're going to get it, does Theo Bobby have one? Bitcoin or he's not into it?
I don't know. George would know. George would be closer to it than anybody.
I think it's too complex for him. There's no way he
it
has
is.
Any Bitcoins.
Do you have Bitcoin, George?
Oh, of course.
How many bits? You own a couple of bits? Full bits?
I forget how much I own.
He's got like
doing,
a half
I started
coin.
Doing the market. I've got a fund that invests in different coins.
Oh, that grayscale thing?
I didn't like grayscale. That one lost me a lot of money. So I got a
How much is
one.
A lot of money that you lost? Be honest.
That one, 500. But I got deeper into the other one. That
Wait, 500?
Yeah.
Dollars?
Oh, come on, you're fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. That a lot of money to lose in crypto? I know people that lost like 50 grand. that got just murdered.
Oh, I lost a lot of money. I went in a year and a half ago when it dipped, and I bought all this. I'm sorry, it didn't dip. I just got really hot on Bitcoin, and I bought it at like an all-time high, and then it just fucking dipped.
You're gone.
Yeah, and I don't even think about it. I actually, what I did is I deleted Coinbase off my phone.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, and then I listened to one of your friends, Vin Faruso. He was like, I got a real hot tip, and I lost about $5,000 sitting at the Comedy Cell.
Arfuso, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, way to go,
he clipped
fucko.
Me, too. Yeah, he clipped
fucking
me.
Fucking Palestinian fuck.
Yeah, he's hiding our money.
Yeah, where are you, Vinny?
Vin, where are you, Vin? He's loving
it. I love Vin. Yeah. I know, I love Vin.
He is the best.
Did you watch his documentary? It's good.
I did.
Yeah, I actually think it's fantastic.
It's good. Yeah. It's really good.
It's like insightful onto what's going on.
I know, and you know what? If we start talking about that, YouTube's going to ban us.
Oh, you can't even mention
this? It's so fun. It's like, it's such a volatile world of...
Oh, yeah, it's
when you
stupid.
Get over there, you get into this weird world of like, whose side are you on? Why do you have to be on a side?
I'm not. I'm in the middle, man. I told you, I am Chrissy right down the middles. I've said it many times. I have a Republican haircut, a Democratic brain. I have white skin. Black girl's ass.
Black girl's ass. But you have a Republican haircut, a liberal heart.
Hmm.
And what's the other party? What's the fake party that everyone likes?
The Libertarian?
You have a Libertarian body.
I have a Libertarian body, yes.
You have the tits of a Libertarian.
Yes, and I have, yes.
They're milky, but they're, you know, but they were built from muscle at some point.
And my nutsack looks like Mitch McConnell.
imagine he has a great set of nuts.
Could you imagine he's got like a fucking huge cock? Gong.
Yeah.
Could you imagine he's been banging AOC this whole time?
Yeah. Just punishing her.
Yeah, just that's hilarious.
Who's the? It's so gross to think about them together. That's a scandal. We need another White House scandal again.
Yeah,
we need something like that in the White
House. Speaking of scandals, you know what I've been watching? You ever seen the show Succession on HBO?
Yeah, I finished the last this past.
Dude, I'm into this third season. I mean, that's the best show I've ever seen in my life.
I love it. Have you seen it?
No.
That's a good show. I think you'd like that.
You guys?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's so
what do you
good.
Think?
I love it. I love Jeremy Strong's character.
Jeremy Strong is fantastic.
Great.
Kendall.
Yeah, he's
it's
so good.
So fuck. And I want to live that life a little bit.
You want to be that kind of pompous,
I kind of
want
to be that little piece. You know, because when they talk about money, like, with, you know, like they talk about like they'll give like he'll give his son $100 million as a gift. Like they have like infinity money.
Yeah, it's wild to think about.
They'll buy
do you ever know somebody like that? A billionaire?
Do I know a billionaire? It's a good question. Do I know a billionaire?
Well, you're friends with, what's his name? The Knicks, right? Aren't you buddies with him?
James Dolan?
Yeah.
No, not buddies. I've been in the same room with him.
But didn't you do a show for him or something?
Yeah,
like
but that doesn't mean I'm his friend.
You're his good friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's my best friend.
Yeah.
I think the richest person that I actually personally know, like the person I know with the absolute most money, shit, because I don't know.
I mean, for me, it's Rogan. There's
yeah, but I don't know.
No
I don't know Rogan.
He know he's the most money I've ever heard.
Yeah,
of.
No, he would be the one that most of our peers would, you know. But I don't know him personally. So after that, maybe you.
No,
Santino.
Not even close. Not even in the top.
Who would I know?
Who? That's actually rich.
That's truthfully like hand over, like fucking rich.
No, nobody in the comedy scene that you're friends with.
Joe
DeRosa.
Joe DeRosa.
Everybody knows. He's the richest guy. He opens that sandwich shop. You know what I mean? And it's a money front for sure because the sandwiches are bullshit.
No, no.
It's a money front.
No, it is a money front. And yes, I want to make fun of Joe DeRosa and tell him what a piece of shit he is.
Pat Mahomes is probably the richest person that I know for
sure. But yeah, $477 million.
A couple of bucks.
Whatever.
He is the richest person I've ever known. Yes.
He has a contract for $477 million.
He's worth every fucking dime.
I will say Joe DeRosa's sandwiches, though.
No. Joe, by the way,
sandwiches are fantastic.
If you're in New York, you got to go to Joe's sandwich shop. I haven't gone because I want to go eat him, but I love Joe.
No, no, no.
Just teasing.
No, I want to make fun of him, too. And I mean, he does disgust me in many ways, but I do have to give him credit that those sandwiches at his shop, Joey Rose's, down on Rivington Street in the Lower East Side of New York, are like the best cold cut sandwiches I've ever had in my life, truthfully.
He got the meat from somewhere specific.
Sliced it right
from
off.
Sliced
some
off
his
show day, huh?
Yeah, I got a fucking capicola cock.
It's good. No, it's gabagool.
Come on, let's. I want to eat at an Italian restaurant with you. What's the place that we always eat at by your house?
Well, I'm not going to say what that is into the mic. What are you, fucking nuts?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we're in the pot. It's so easy with you.
Yeah. No, you know what? Where do we eat? I'll tell. Well, we always go to the Spaghetti Factory is where we go. The old Spaghetti Factory.
The old Spaghetti
You know, my dad loves Olive Garden. Loves.
I got to be honest with you.
It's nuts.
I don't hate Olive Garden. You're I'm not saying I nuts. Love it. I don't hate it.
Give me back your Italian card.
I've told you I'm mostly German.
So is he.
Whoa.
George. I'm pointing at George. You know George looks like a Nazi, though. He does, doesn't he?
He does, but he...
No, I got my hair growing out, you know? This is like,
when he had
like
it really short, look, though, I'm he not, looked not, so Nazi boy. Oh, it was yeah. Nazi I, stuff.
I shouldn't admit this, but yeah, when I had my short haircut, I always took... I cropped it in real close, but I took the photo of Ralph Fiennes and Schindler's List, and I was like, this is the perfect haircut. It looks great on me.
He brought that to the barber. But he's like, give really, me the Schindler's
would,
List.
No, and that is serious. I would give take it to the $8 Schindler's barber list. At Echo Park, Casanova's Número 2. And I'd zoom really in so they couldn't see any Nazi person.
And as he's cutting it in Spanish, he's like, fucking puto Nazi motherfucker.
Look at yeah. that.
That's wow. who George wanted to be.
That's insane.
That's a good ass haircut.
How sexy is Ralph Fiennes?
Oh
though?
My God.
How about him? You like him, right, Rude?
Yeah, he's sexy.
He can get it, huh? But he's like, yeah, but he kind of looks soft too. He looks a little femme. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a very, that the haircuts in the World War II era were good.
Well, that was the thing that the Nazis really figured out was hair, was styling their hair.
And uniforms. I've said this many times. If you want to talk, I don't agree with their politics at all. I truthfully don't. I think the Holocaust was disgusting. But if we're just talking about fashion, Nazis win by a landslide.
Yeah.
Look Hugo at Mac, Boss uniforms.
Look at Macklemore. Macklemore, another
that's
Nazi.
That's Macklemore
another,
right there. There yeah, you go.
There he is.
And there's Eric Trump down there. That's, oh, no, that's not Eric Trump. Who is that? That guy, the face of the alt-right? What's his name? Richard Spencer.
Richard Spencer is the face of the... Is that
what yeah, that's what...
I ain't going to answer that real quick. You were trying to bait me, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was looking for it. He knows. He knows who his leader is.
I think I could beat up Macklemore.
I don't... That, honestly...
You don't think so?
There's something... He's like 6'4", maybe. Is he a
is
big
Is he really
boy?
That
he's
tall?
I think he's a big boy.
Interesting.
Macklemore height. He's got to... what do we say? 6'3"? 5'10".
5'10".
Small guy. Never yeah. mind.
I think I beat him up. I think I can beat up G-Eazy.
I see. I think G-Eazy might take you. Machine Gun Kelly?
I think I'm... no, I think he'll beat me.
All these guys kind of look alike in your mind. That's why that's why we're naming
the
all
the thing
of
is
them.
With Machine Gun Kelly is he's a very bony. If he hits you with one of those bones, you're going lights out.
Yeah, well, you ever got punched by a really skinny guy? It hurt.
Oh, it hurts so bad. Playing basketball against him, I'd always get bruises. I would look like my mom.
Six four. See, MGK.
PDD 6'4" too. Yeah, PDD would hurt you. 6'3". Yeah.
And Megan Fox, and now they're married. Good for all these people.
Good for them. Good for marriage. Shout out, love. I've never gotten married. I probably won't get married, but I like being a pop.
You'll never get married, huh?
I don't think so, because I had kids first.
You don't want any government intervention.
Yeah, and I just, for me, the whole thing is like, I don't know, it just gets messy. I like the way it is now, and she likes the way it is now.
You're saying that for her.
Yeah, she is repulsed by the idea I don't want to get married and thinks that it absolutely adds. I'm pretty sure.
But
if
two
I
kids. What's It's two kids.
That's
what else do you
like,
want?
Where am I fucking going? Where am I going with a full bush?
Yeah, that. But you had a nice bush.
Nice bush.
Where would you go? I mean, what are you talking about? What is she like? You know, marriage is tough, though. So yeah. I get it why you're like, I don't want to get through this whole process. We already got little niños, you know?
Yeah, we can't do it. And I'm like, oh, you're a family with COVID. We can't do it. I just keep delaying it.
Well, because you know the child support is...
It's coming.
Can you imagine? How do you calculate child support? See what that's about. I know a buddy that had to pay like 10,000 a month or something.
I think
like
it's 17% of your gross income in New York.
17% of your gross income per child?
I think per child.
It doesn't even... Does it go exponentially lower as the more kids you get? Or is it 17 if you got 10 kids?
70% of the combined parental income for one child, 25% of the combined parental income for two children in New York.
How does that make sense? Combined parental income. Because
but she doesn't make, like, if your wife doesn't make any money, it's just all your money.
That's what I'm saying. So this is just a ruse to make it feel like it's a.
Yeah, it'd be like 25% of the father's income.
Oh my God. You're sticking it out, Papa.
You better stick that shit out, Papa.
You better stick that shit out, Papa. You ain't going nowhere, Frank, okay?
No.
You better dig your heel in. You going nowhere.
No, and that's not even alimony. If you get divorced, then it's alimony on top of that.
How much is alimony percentage if he gets? You're not.
We're not married, but let's just say hypothetically.
Well, but what are you common law? Right? Doesn't common law marriage ever?
I don't think that's a real thing in
California. It absolutely is. It absolutely is in the state of California.
For marriages less than 15 years, support should last 15 to 30% of the length of the marriage.
Whoa. So if marriages last 15 to 20 years, support should last 30 to 40% of the length of the marriage. So if you were married for 20 years, you pretty much got to pay for like 8 years, right? 8 years after.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is why. We got a family friend that won't get divorced. He's like, I'll kill her before I'll divorce her. He just gives her money.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not fucking going to get a divorce. He's like, he's like, the house is hurt. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, have everything. I'm not going to get a divorce.
Yeah.
It's a financial nightmare.
Nightmare.
You ever want to get married, Rude Jude?
No.
Never, right? You said that before, but
what
you
about
really,
if what's his face was
what
available?
If Harry Styles wants to marry you?
Seriously.
Oh, look at you now. Nah, you're changing your tone.
Except Harry. I would marry Harry.
He's the only one you'd marry. But what if he said, I'll marry you because I love you, but you got to let me have all the other women in the world as well.
That's fine.
And you don't care. He wants your clothes, all your nice dresses.
We can share.
Okay.
What would be the one thing that would turn you off about him? Isn't there anything he could do that you'd go, I don't want that. That would fuck it all up for me.
Maybe if.
What if he was physically abusive? You stick around?
Yeah.
Okay. That's terrible to know.
Okay.
That's just so bad.
She said
know.
Immediately.
Yeah. Didn't even skip a beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd actually want him to hit me.
What if he was voting for Trump?
Okay. So he can beat the shit out of you. But if he votes for Trump, that's just a whole different story. Oh, wow. This is the point of contention.
Wow.
You found out what bothers
her. That's what it is. Most people.
Trump. If he votes for Trump, you're not going to get with Harry.
Yeah, but he can hit me.
He can hit you. Okay. This is unhealthy to push out to the world. Young girls out there that are Rudy's age, this is not what you want to be like.
Wow.
He can hit me, but he can't vote for Trump.
If Trump was here, truthfully, and was a fan of the pod, would you have him on as a guest?
If Trump came to Los Angeles?
Genuinely, Donald Trump was like, I want to be
I love Whiskey Ginger. It's huge. The show's huge. Bad Friends is huge.
Yeah.
I want on the show.
Yeah. Would you do it?
Of course. How could I say no?
I would have done it at the height of 2016. I would have done it.
By the way, and anybody that says anything otherwise, you were mesmerized by him for 4 years. It was the most entertaining shit we ever saw. Everyone would want to see what he would say. And also, between me and Bobby and put him in the middle of us, the most fun.
The most woke the most comedian fun. Of all time would be dying to have him on.
Yeah, because it's something that it's like when people criticize Rogan or criticize Maron for having certain people on. If ever they're like, why would you have them on? It's like, because that strikes interesting conversation. That's why.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
That's all it is. It's fun, interesting conversation.
Yeah.
You're not going to like all the guests. So if he hits you,
that's
all good. Votes for Trump. Get out of here, Harry Styles.
But he can hit you. He can, really, like, give you a shiner.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you say? The police. Ma'am, what happened to your eye?
I just fell.
You fell on your eye?
Yeah.
How come nothing else is, there's no other evidence of a fall?
I don't know. It just happened.
I feel like you're lying to us, ma'am.
I'm not.
Is someone abusing you at home?
No.
Don't roll your eyes at us because I can see that swollen eye. I can tell. Did someone raise a fist to you, ma'am?
No one's abusing me.
You fell.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you fell.
I was walking with my drink, and then I forgot that there were stairs.
What kind of drink?
My wine.
Oh, your wine glass.
Red wine.
Oh, your red wine?
Mm.
Okay.
I didn't know that. I thought that you were 20, not 21. That's interesting.
Yeah.
This is 5 years after.
Oh, yeah.
So you've been in a domestic, you've been in an abusive relationship for quite some time.
Smart, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're walking with your wine where?
At the house.
At the house that you guys own together in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Is that where it is?
Mm-hmm.
How many stories is it?
Two. Just two.
Two. And you fell down the first story to the bottom?
Yeah. No, that's it. I just fell.
You slipped and fell, but how come there's no bruising or cuts on any other part of your body?
I just raised my legs.
Oh, so you fell with your legs up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you just slid down on your butt like
Are
a
you
kid
an infant?
On
carpet. Yeah.
Yeah, on carpeted stairs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Would Harry Styles be able to sign something for my kid? I say we let her go.
I say we let her go. Yeah, that's fine. I say, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you end up saying to him that why he hit you?
I said, you fucking bitch.
You crossed that line. He should have hit you. You don't say that to Harry Styles. We got to go. Have a good night, ma'am. Woo!
Woo! Do-do-do. You said, let's go, Brandon.
Imagine it'd be so funny if one of those innocent kids like Harry Styles came out as like a hardcore Trumpian. How funny.
Oh my God. Because then it's like it turns it on its head. It's like, what are you supposed to do now?
You're not gonna buy his albums.
That's the thing with TT Jerry is she's transgender Puerto Rican, but she loves Trump. So it's like, what do you can't
she's she does love Trump, right? You've told me that before.
She told me every inmate in prison loves Trump too. All of them.
Really?
100%. She said if the federal inmate system could vote, they would all vote for Trump.
Did she have a lot of trans friends in prison?
She said all her trans friends, who none of them were white, all of them adored Donald Trump.
Is she fully transitioned now?
She's got estrogen tits, but a dick. So she's got tits, but a dick.
But she's keeping it, right? Didn't you say
she's
wants to keep it?
She's keeping her penis. She doesn't want to lose her penis.
She got a nice penis, I bet.
Beautiful, Kyle.
You don't want to give it up. It's so good.
Yeah.
Don't you think that? That's part of the whole reason.
And she likes to, she said she likes to utilize it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She wants to use that. She doesn't want it, you know?
It's a gun.
It's a gun. She
you
likes
gotta
it.
Go
so,
shoot it once in a while.
Once in a while, she pops off. Yeah, so it's nice. She likes it.
Do you have any trans friends?
No. I have a gay friend.
Ooh, big deal. We all have a gay friend. Right here.
You're gay?
Not necessarily.
Bi?
Yes.
That's probably more true. Also, the standards are blurred, dude. Sexuality is on the spectrum. Look at Carlos. Nobody knows what he is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But he looks like he makes balloon animals. Without a doubt, makes balloon animals, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
He looks like the guy that gets the tahine for the guy that sells fruit on the side of the road. He goes and gets the tahine for him. Go on a run, get me some tahine, come back. And Carlos stands there. And
he looks like a guy like in like a movie, like an ancient war movie, like, you know, when they're like walking into a village that had just been ransacked, his head would be in a spike. Yeah, just like that with the hair blowing in the wind.
Well, listen.
What?
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
And God bless you for coming to this. And in all seriousness, we are thankful for our bad friends. We love you guys. Thank you for Chrissy. He's going to do maybe another episode with us.
Yes.
Maybe. We'll see.
Whenever
we'll
you want.
See. We'll have some other guests come through while Tito Bob is getting some help. And I'm going to let Rudy stare into her camera right there and go ahead and say something sentimental about Tito and then close out the show and thank people for being a bad friend. Go ahead. Make it count.
Tito Bobby, we're missing you already.
True. Farted into the mic during your speech.
I hope you
that's
stay
what Bob would
safe
have wanted.
There. Take care, and we love you. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Love it.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.